This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 52 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I am your host, Nate, and I'm my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this episode, we're going to be talking about a little movie, continuing in our Jason Statham month of movies, and it's a movie called Homefront, which I believe, Alex, you said this is a first-time watch for you, correct?
Yeah, I never seen it before. Heard about it, but never seen it.
Never saw it, heard about it. I saw this at the theater, and then I saw this again, like, last week when I watched it for this review. So, excited to talk about this. Now, before we get to that, let's go over a couple of things. One, of course, if you're watching the video, please go ahead, like the video, subscribe to the channel, drop us a comment, give us your rankings, all that good stuff. If you're listening on the go, make sure you are subscribed via Apple Podcast or Spotify or however, Stitcher, however you get your podcast. Make sure you're downloading each episode. You could set it for auto download. That way you don't even got to worry about it. We're going to be new episodes every Thursday and Saturday. So keep an eye out every week. You're going to get two new shows. With that being said, let's go over the criteria. Then we're going to go over some Rotten Tomato scores and a little bit of the old box office. So, of course, our criteria, same as every episode. Lead character, villain, action, storyline, overall movie, total points added together. And then we let you know if we enjoyed the movie or not throughout those scores. So, Alex, box office. Now, I saw this at the movies, and I have a really good memory. And I really remember there not being that many people at the theater when I went to watch this movie. So, truth be told, I am a Thursday/Friday movie watcher. I usually go like opening night or the very... So I go when there's crowds, typically. There wasn't many crowds at Homefront. So if I had to make a guess, I think this movie made a grand total of $22 million domestic. That's my guess.
All right, so here goes the box office numbers for Homefront from 2013. Is Nate right? No, he shot it over by $2 million.
Ooh.
Came out to $20,158,898. International $28,290,518. At a worldwide total of $48,444,416. On a budget of $22 million. Kind of successful.
I guess. It's a good thing it came out international, because if it only opened here, it would be a bust.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was close. Only 2 million. I mean, I was close on both of these episodes we recorded this week. I was within 5 million total on both. Yeah. Okay, 20 million. That sounds about right. Okay, now, Rotten Tomatoes. So here's where Alex guesses the critic score and the audience score. Now, I have nothing to go off of like we did for Lethal Weapon. You're just going to have to take shot in the dark. You can use those box office numbers. Maybe it'll help you.
I'm going to give it a critic is going to give it a 70 even.
Okay.
And then audience, I think the audience liked it. Some people that I talked to said they liked it. So I'm going to give it like a 63.
Ooh, you're very close on one of these. I'm going to say you're very close on one of these. You're very far on the other one. the critic score.
I said 70.
That's the one you're very far on. This got a 42% on Rotten Tomatoes. The critic said, we don't like this movie down there in the bayou with the crocodiles and the gators. They didn't like it. 42%. But the audience score, you were very close. 61%. And you said 63. So you're only off by 2%.
Same thing as the last week's.
Yeah. The audience seems to enjoy Jason Statham much more than the critics. And isn't that the case with most action stars? I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. So not surprising. All right. Now we're going to go right into the review. I'm going to let you know I don't want to spill anything, but this should be a fun review. I know this is the first time I watched. So you're going to get to go first. Lead character played by one Mr. Jason Statham.
Look, this dude plays the same dude in every movie. I said this in the last Crank movie, and I'm going to repeat myself on this one. is the same damn character in every movie. No, I'm just joking. His acting style is the same. We always talked about it. I liked him in this movie. He played a broker? I forgot his last name.
Was it Broker? It was something like that.
Yeah, it was some weird name. Anyway, I liked him in this movie. I thought he was really good. I liked his. He was like a father figure. I love stories that have that cop, like they're getting, like they did something in the beginning. We'll talk about this storyline, but then they go away and they change their name. I love all that. So to me, I kind of like the storyline a lot. So with that, I gave him a 5. I thought he was really good in this. I thought he was a good dad. I thought him in the scenes of the fight, the action scenes were good with him in it. Him with James Franco, they're talking was very believable. So I thought he had chemistry with the entire cast. I thought, like, cause you know, when you watch these movies that are like kind of low budget, the main actor always like outshines everybody, but not in this one. This movie, we had a lot of big B-list names. You got to know the writer up in this piece. We got James Franco up in this piece. We got other people that I remember.
Kate Bosworth.
Yes.
Clancy Brown. What's the other girl's name? Rachel Lefebvre. Yeah, like people who have been in stuff but are not like... Oh, Winona Ryder was kind of big in the 80s and 90s. But at this point, she was B-list, you know?
Yeah. So I had to give it a 5. I gave him a 5, man. I like this character. What did you give it?
Holy moly. Okay, well, you know what? I agree with you on the Jason Statham front. Listen, Jason Statham's acting style is the same always. So then it just becomes a matter of the character he's playing. Now, there are some movies where I feel like he has actually given good performances. I won't lie. But when you're talking about like the general kind of like action films he's in, he's either like a real sarcastic, funny, you know, but like a sarcastic type funny character who's kind of suave, knows he's the man, or in the case of Crank, he was like a bad guy, pretty much like a terrible guy who you had to follow around. In this movie, he's a good guy, but he still kind of plays it the same. You're right. He has one kind of mode for the most part. I don't know. He was fine in this. I love Jason Statham. I think he was best in this in the action scenes. I love that he does a lot of hand-to-hand type fighting in this movie. He's not an amazing martial artist, but he's a great action star. He's very good in the martial arts scenes. He's believable, but it's like, why is he British all the time? He can't not be British. He's supposed to be this biker. Like at the beginning with the long hair, he looked ridiculous when he's at like the biker thing, when he was like an informant kind of like undercover guy. He looked much better when he was in Louisiana and he looked like his normal Jason Statham self. I gave him a 3, but it's just because something you said, this character, I feel like I've seen 157,000 times. Guy does something, got to go into hiding, got to protect his family, got to protect the home front. You know what I mean? Like it's good. It's fine, but it's just fine. I gave him a 3, okay. But I love Statham still. Don't get mad at me, Jason. All right. Villain. So this is an interesting choice of villain. Oh, Frank Grillo is in this too, by the way, who I love. I love Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
This was a weird, weird, weird casting choice, to be quite honest. And it's not even like this actor's first like bad guy role. Like he was a villain in another movie. I think he's been like kind of villainous before. It's just weird because of the like character he's playing. So James Franco is the villain. Now, there's many villains in this because there's the one guy that's in jail that he wrongs at the beginning. And then there's like Frank Grillo, who's like his main henchman guy. But then James Franco is really the one that has the most like kind of interaction and sets the story off. And he plays a guy named Gator. I love his intro scene when he goes to that house and he hits that kid with the bat, you know, when they're like doing the drugs in there. And he's doing that super, he's really laying it on thick in this movie, like with the accent and everything. But then after that, he's kind of a pansy, to be honest. Like, he's just sneaking around, you know, being sneaky, doing sneaky information. He's not very tough unless he's, I guess, dealing with 15-year-olds who are like doing meth in an abandoned house. He has this whole relationship with his sister that's kind of weird. Like, I have a sister and I love my sister, But their relationship seems kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Because he was giving her meth. So
he was giving her meth, but he was like, you got to stop doing this. Here it is.
Yeah, that was like, so weird.
Don't do this meth here and give it to her. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
But then when the husband comes and he's like, hey, stop giving her that. He's like, you need to take care of your wife. It's like, don't act tough now. I don't know. It was confusing.
Yeah.
It was very weird. I'm a fan of James Franco in comedy. I didn't buy him for the most part in this. But he made me chuckle, so I gave him a 3 as well.
Interesting. Interesting.
I like Frank Grillo. I wish Frank Grillo had like a bigger role. He's cool. He's a cool villain. He looks tough. I feel like he would have done a better job. But instead, it's James Franco.
You know, it's funny. Jason Statham's character is called Phil Broker.
Broker. That's
yeah,
right.
Broker. All right. Yeah. And then James Franco was Morgan Gator Brodine. And then
his name is Morgan. I mean, can you be that scared of a guy named Morgan? No, not really.
And Winona Ryder was played Cheryl Marie Mott.
She looked real dirty in this.
Yeah. Oh, she looked real.
Kate Bosworth. Kate Bosworth looks super dirty. Like, she really looks like she was doing.
You know what? Winona Ryder was so skinny. Hot. I'm gonna tell you right now, she was hot in the.
If you like that dirty, if you like that dirty looking,
I like that dirty. Anyway, let's get. Where are we up to? The villain. Villain. James Franco. I liked him in the villain role. I mean, in terms of the movie, I understand what you're talking about because you're putting his body of work together, like his stuff. But I gotta take that away and look at the character that he's playing. Does he fit this villain role that they gave him? And to me, I thought he did play him the way he was supposed to play. I don't know what he's supposed to play because I didn't write the damn thing. But to me, it looked like it worked. For me, it did.
Yeah.
He was believable. It to me, towards the ending, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm going to go away so I have an alibi. And then he comes back, which I was like, what is going on here? But I'm like, whatever. And with that said, I gave him a 4.5. I thought he was a pretty good villain. Like, because he was throughout the whole movie. So it's not like he was at the end of the movie. He was actually in the beginning of the movie. So I had to give points for him being in the beginning of the movie and setting that whole thing up. So to me, it worked. Yeah, I liked him. I thought he was really, like, he was menacing. Like, he was the villain guy. He went in, he took the child's teddy bear, he stole the cat, he took the files, and then he wanted to become a meth dealer. So he used that to get, so I was like, he had something that a villain won, you know what I mean?
That's fair enough, yeah. Okay, action.
All right. In terms of action, this movie don't have much action. Like, again, you think of Homefront, you think of Jason Statham, you think of Transporter, you think of, you know, like the Crank series, you think of the Expendables, you think of other movies that he does. Oh, Bank Job or Parker. Like, those
love
type
Bank
of
Job.
Death
yeah.
Race, because that's even action driving, but it's still action.
Yeah.
This one did not have more. This was more of a thriller drama action. Like, if I had to put them in categories, action would be the last, but the first would be more thriller than drama for me. You know what I mean?
That. Yeah.
So the action was minimum, but when it kicked in, I think it worked very well. And I think that's what Jason is always great at these action movies, is because when the action picks up, he's good at picking up the action. Like, you're like, holy crap. Like, he's really good hand to hand. He's not like Steven Seagal that he's like, you're like, whoa, what's going on here? So, with that said, I enjoy the action. I gave the action a 4. I thought the action was very good. Even when he was beating the dad's ass, like, I thought that was pretty cool in the beginning. Then the daughter did it. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought the beginning sequence was really good. Him as a DEA agent, I thought that was pretty cool. I thought when they went into the, towards the ending, like that whole ending sequence, I thought was cool. And then when he set up the whole bomb thing, I thought that was cool too. And then he fought the dudes. He beat their asses. So even in the gas station, he beat their asses. I was like, whoa, this dude is strong. But I liked it. I thought it was really good. I gave it a 4 for action.
Yeah. I think that's where he's, you know, Jason Statham, like, as we're talking about his movies, like, he has so many movies that I like watching, even if he's not like amazing actor, but he's best at action. You're right. Now, I agree with you. There's not a lot here. To be honest, there's a lot of talking and there's a lot of story, and I'm not saying it's bad, but it's more story driven. However, the two action scenes I really enjoy. I like the gas station one is short, but I love it.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys want to walk up on him. He's like, bro, I just want to get my gas. And the guy, he turns on the switch. And the guy's like, if you turn on that switch, you better not turn on that switch. And Jason Statham just turns on the switch.
Then he whoops his ass.
Oh, my God. I loved it. It was so great. I love that. And I love when they're fighting like in that boathouse like type thing. That was really brutal. Mm-hmm. Like he ends up like kicking the guy like in the water, kills the guy in the water. And then he has like it's like a nail gun, I think it is. With the other guy, like
no, it was a the hell you call it a screwdriver. He grabs it and he stabs him right through the hand. And I was like,
that's right, screwdriver. Yeah. He like at least when the violence hits, it's like R rated. You know, the movie's R rated. I mean, the whole movie's R rated, but the violence is good. I love R rated action films when the violence kind of hits. Like I like when they cash in, and I feel like they cashed in. However, it is at a minimal amount, and those are the only two that I really loved. I gave it a 3. I'm very much on the 3 kick on this movie, to be honest with you. Again, a 3 is still positive for me. It's just not incredible. So storyline, this might be shocking. This might be shocking, but I gave it a 3. look, it's fine. It's fine. I can, unlike Lethal Weapon 4, which we reviewed last episode where I had no idea what was going on half the time, I could very easily describe this movie to you. DEA agent does somebody dirty, goes into hiding with his family, starts it, wants to start a new life, pretty much. Gets involved in the, you know, his little redneck town. He don't quite fit in. Gets into some trouble. They find out his past. They reach out to the guys who he wronged, and they want to get revenge. That's pretty much the movie. I just explained it to you in about 10 seconds. And then stuff happens in the meantime, you know. So it's fine. It's, you know what this movie is? This movie... I'll save it for overall, but the storyline is fine. It's good. It's not amazing. It's not terrible. You could follow it. It's not convoluted in any sort of way. It's very, very straightforward. It's a very straightforward film. No, you know, he's a good guy. The other guy's a bad guy. The kid is innocent. The friend that he has that helped the black guy who helps him, he's a good guy. Like the people who are good and the people who are bad, you know what I mean? It's very black and white. So I gave it a 3.
Yeah, I like the story. I mean, honestly, I think I enjoyed this movie, and I think I will put it top 5 out of my Jason Statham movies that I've seen.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen much of his work, but the ones that I did see, I think I will put it top 5 because I kind of enjoyed this storyline. And I'm a sucker, like I was telling you, I'm a sucker for storylines like this because it drives you. You know what I mean? You're like, whoa, what could happen if someone does find out? And it does happen. And his daughter's on the run. But she could take care of herself, which I wish there was more scenes with the daughter because she could take care of herself.
She was good.
Yeah, I liked her too. It reminded me of Man on Fire with Dakota Fanning.
If she was like 8 years older, it would be like this girl.
Yeah. So I liked the story. I was very intrigued with it. I liked Jason Statham's character in this movie. I liked the villain, James Franco. The plot made sense. It wasn't over the top like we did other movies. Like they had some crazy that you had to like turn on your brain to figure out what's going on. But this one, you could actually, it's a popcorn movie. You could just sit back and enjoy, you know, what's going on and nothing crazy. So with that said, I gave it a 4.5 in terms of story. I think it was a really good, solid story for this one off. I wish. No, I'll talk about it on the overall. But 4.5.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, go ahead. You take it away. Overall.
Overall, I gave the movie a 4.5. Look, it's a 4.5 overall. I really like the story. Like I said, the action is really good. I thought, now it's funny because it's written by Stallone. And I know a lot of my friends was like, well, Stallone is not a good writer. And I'm like, well, have you seen Rocky Balboa? He wrote Rambo 4. So I'm like, you can't say that he's a bad writer when those movies are really big. Of the writing, you know, he wrote even Rocky 4, you know, Rocky 1. I like this one. If this was the story that Rambo was supposed to be, I think I would have enjoyed it. If it was Rambo and Gabriella, imagine that. Yeah. If it was Gabriella and Rambo,
if this was Rambo Last Blood instead of the actual Rambo Last Blood, I think it could work. To be honest.
Yeah, think about it.
I mean, Rambo, it'd be way more violent, but yeah, it could work.
Gabriella, he's protecting her from whatever happens in the cartel. Mm-hmm. So to me, it could have worked. But anyway, with that said, look, I think Stallone's writing, you could see it in this movie. It was very basic way of writing, like the bad guy, like you said, bad guy's bad guy, good guy, good guy. There was no dead spot. I couldn't find a dead spot in this movie because I was very intrigued with the story. It's my first time watching. I don't know about you. Maybe you could talk about that on your overall. If there was like some type of dead spot in the story that you just go, I'm not good with that. But I liked it. Like I said, look, I gave it a 4.5 overall. Now, it ends on a cliffhanger. I call it cliffhanger because he was like, if you want to get me, I'm here. And I'm like,
oh, he goes to see him at jail?
Yeah. So to me, that's like a cliffhanger because it's like, you know what? If the movie does good, you already have an ending. So you go like, okay, you could continue the storyline. I wouldn't mind seeing a home front too. Like the dude breaks out of prison. Like he comes out of prison and he's like, his goal is to find this dude and kill him. That's just me. I would be intrigued with that. And the daughter would be a little bit older. So she's more hand to hand, or maybe she's a cop at this point since he's a cop.
Right.
Anyway, that's just me. Hypothetical. Yeah. But I enjoyed it. 4.5. What's up with you?
All right. So, yeah, I mean, look, if I gave everything else the exact same score, I have to kind of stick with my score. This is my first time ever, is what I was going to say. I gave every single category the same exact score. I gave it 3s all the way down. Now, overall, it's a 3 as well, obviously. Here's what I would say about Stallone's writing is I don't think he's per se a bad writer. But I just think he is overall a very middle of the road for me. Because, like I said, you know, there's nothing subtle. He doesn't write any subtlety here, right? Like, these characters are who they are from the start to the finish. Nobody necessarily changes. There's no, you know, like I said, good guys are good guys. Bad guys are bad guys. He kind of tried with the sister, you know? Like, she's on drugs and, like, she's bad. But then, like, she kind of, you know, when Jason Statham's nice to her and, like, the kid invites her to the birthday party, so then she doesn't want to be as mean. But that's about as close as they come to any sort of, like, growth as a person. Like, everyone is who they are, always. This movie is the definition for me of, like, average. It is average. And average is not always bad. And especially when you're talking about, I was going to say horror, action movies. You know what I mean? It's watchable. It has a good cast. It's well shot, you know? It doesn't look like overly cheap or anything like that, even though it didn't have a huge budget. The performances they're solid. If none of them are amazing, but they're nothing in this is like egregiously bad. You know what I mean? Nothing sticks out as terrible, but then for me, nothing elevates past like solid. So it's just middle of the road. And I remember now why I saw this at the theater and then I didn't watch it again until now. Obviously I bought it. So I liked it enough to like want to watch it at some point. But I think Statham, I would say I've seen a lot of his movies and I own a lot of them. He had about 3 or 4 movies that I put in this exact same category. Like they are just good, average kind of action films. And every action star has those. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So I can see all your points and I have no issue with them. For me, it's average. But I do know other people who quite like the movie. So, and I thought at least the outside of the box casting of James Franco was interesting. So, you know, there's things that are good. And like I said, nothing's terrible, but nothing elevated it for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when you think of Jason Statham, I will compare him to Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I agree. I think British Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, but honest. The only thing is Jason Statham has a little bit more better movies. It's just that Van Damme has more cult classic movies like the blood sports and the hard
Statham
target.
Is he's more martial arts in that and so is Van Damme. Like they'll do stuff with guns, but that's kind of their base, right? Where I'll give him the edge over Van Damme, to be honest with you, is I think he's a better actor overall than Van Damme. And two, he's at least funny. Like he's in stuff where he's like kind of he has more of a kind of that sly British like sense of humor that he could tap into. So Van Damme didn't have it. He was like deadly serious all the time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he took himself very seriously. Even Street Fighter, he's like, this is a important thing. No, it's not. The movie's terrible. Like, relax. I like Van Damme pretty good, but I think Statham, I think that's a good comparison.
Yeah, that's what I would do. All right, so let's get into the total points.
Total. Right. Well, mine's very easy. 15. It was a 3, a 3, a 3, a 3, and a 3. 3 times 5 equals 15. It was a 15.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I got this right. Mine was a 5, 4.5, 4, 4.5, 4.5. That's a 22.5. If I did it right. I think it's a 22.5.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, finally I got it right. I always screw up. Mine is a 22.5. Again, guys, this is my first time watching. I'm going to rewatch it because my wife wanted to see it. I had to watch it because of the review. But
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I am going to buy it, but I'm going to buy it digital. And that's something I did, me and you were talking about. I'm going digital route with a lot of movies that I really, really want is going to be 4K. And the ones that I know I'm going to watch again or average, like Nate calls them, is going to be digital. Yeah. And this one
I own this
goes
digital.
In digital. Yeah, I'm going to get this digital.
I don't have it on Blu-ray. Yeah. And I bought it digital because it was like $5. I was like, I remember thinking this was pretty good. And I still feel that way. Like, it's on my Vudu account. I can put it on anytime. You know, like, this is the definition of a digital movie. I don't need a disc for this, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. No. Go straight digital. All right, Nate, you know what to do.
So that is Homefront next week, the Jason Statham movie. Now I'm actually more excited for this one. We're going to be reviewing Death Race. I haven't seen Death Race in a long time, but I remember getting a kick out of Death Race. Jason Statham in it. You got Tyrese, who I hate, but I think he's kind of funny in this.
Yeah.
Ian McShane, who I love, is in this. And Robin Chu, by the way, who played Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat. He's in Death Race, who's directed by Paul W.S. Anderson, who directed Mortal Kombat. So it's a Mortal Kombat reunion. It's very over the top, and I can't wait to watch it. So that's what we're going to be reviewing next week.
You even got Jason Clarke, the guy from Terminator.
Oh, Jason Clarke. Yeah. And you, Natalie Martinez.
Yeah. And you got Max Ryan is in it.
Yeah. It's a good, it's like a good cast full of like
B-listers and C-listers.
Yeah. But like the good ones. Well, yeah. Ian McShane, cause he was in John Wick, you know, but he's like legit. He has some gravitas. And then everyone else is B-list in this movie.
You got Joan Allen. She was from the Bourne movies.
Oh, so she's Joan good. Allen's legit. She's not B-list. She's very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Death Race, I kind of can't wait to watch it. I remember like they drive over the little power-ups and all of a sudden their cars have power-ups. It's like Mario Kart, but rated R and on steroids. So I'm looking forward to Death Race. We're going to be reviewing that next week, along with starting the Matrix trilogy. So look forward for that.
Yeah, so look, with that said, if you guys want to follow us on our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends at Nateflix Movie Reviews over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Levels of Geeks, you can follow us on any social media platform as Levels of Geeks, except for TikTok and Facebook. Other than that, he's your host, Nate. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.